Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hi. Got a question about berberine. I successfully used it years ago when I overcame my type 2 diabetes, and I've known others have done the same. I just came across an article referring to a PubMed study that says that berberine could downregulate some of the cytochrome P450 enzymes in the liver detox cycle, which could then incompletely detox from certain pharmaceuticals. I was wondering what you knew about that and whether or not lisinopril or bupropion would be among the pharmaceuticals that might not be properly detoxed if, had extended use of berberine.
Well, I haven't seen that article yet. Thank you very much for calling to my attention. But the first thing that always occurs to me when somebody is saying, oh, this supplement over here will mess with our pharmaceuticals, is to look for who funded the study. Was it funded by a pharmaceutical company? And at least a significant percentage of the time, that's exactly what you're going to find, is the funding came from there. I am not at all saying that happened in this case, but you got to look it up before you can even consider reading the doggone thing. Because if this is, those botanicals that are going to get in the way of our patent medicines, if that is funded by a pharmaceutical company, you can't really place full faith in it. I'm sure you've seen all of the revelations in just the last few years about funding to produce papers that said what the funders wanted to. Okay, having said that, sir, I haven't seen that. It might be so. But here's the thing. What would more than offset that is, and you're probably doing this since you listen to the show, is realizing that all of us, being human and apes and guinea pigs, you know where this is going, don't make vitamin C in our own livers. And what do you know? All the rest of the critters out there, with the exception, again, of apes, gorillas, guinea pigs, and a few others, but something like 97%, elephants, giraffes, turkeys, whatever, they make their vitamin C in their own liver. And what that has to do with this topic is that vitamin C is a major detoxifier for any animal that will make its own vitamin C in its own liver, which is, again, the large majority of those animals. And since humans are genetically incapable, it's even been identified in the DNA where the problem is that we can't make our own vitamin C in our own livers, we have to take it to get the job done. But the point is, if we take vitamin C in sufficient quantities, we're going to have a head start on detoxifying, and we're not going to need to worry near as hard about this kind of publication, even if it is true, because that vitamin C goes a long way to taking care of detoxification of anything. And I know that's making quite a claim, but any time an experimental animal, poor thing, which can make vitamin C in its own liver is challenged with anything at all that does not belong in that animal's body, a toxin, a virus, a patent medicine, doesn't matter what it is, that animal's liver goes into overdrive making vitamin C until all those toxins to that particular animal are detoxified. So anyway, sir, thank you for calling my attention to that. I always invite folks, if they have a copy, a PDF copy, to send that into the clinic to be relayed to the doctors there. We're always interested, even though, yes, we get hundreds of articles anyway every month on purpose to read them, but we'd like to see these. Thank you very much. And I'll just ask you one other thing, sir. Are you taking your vitamin C in a good quantity? Good for you.
But I also have ferritin issues and iron overload issues, so I have to be kind of careful with that.
You do, sir.
But I don't take them together.
Right. One other thing, you probably didn't fall into this trap, but serum ferritin is not, and that's capital N, capital O, capital T, necessarily a good reflection of serum iron. Ferritin is the in the liver, carries the vitamin C around. And so many people are told by their doctors, your ferritin side means you got too much iron. And then they check their serum iron and they don't. But sounds like that you do your reading. Congratulations, and are up on all this.
Yeah, I've got a hemochromatosis issue, so when I get checked every 3 months, everything is checked. So ferritin, serum iron, TIBC, all the rest of that stuff, and GGT as well. So, and I'm cool. I'm fine with that. I just don't want to mess it up too much. But I do get vitamin C from natural sources mostly. One other quick question that's sort of related to the recovering from diabetes thing, but not on this topic. I lost about 75 to 80 pounds in the process of muscle fat and so on doing that. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. But I haven't found anything that would help me other than a surgeon and a scalpel get rid of the extra skin that's left over around my waist from losing all that weight, all that fat. You can pull it away from the abdominal layer. I mean, it's not visceral. This is sub-Q. So what works for that, if anything?
I don't know of anything that does, sir. I'm sorry. I wish it did.
I don't either. That's what I was asking. No, I mean, you can go to the gym and exercise all you want, but it's not going to get rid of skin.
Nope, rarely does. And same thing for the poor women who have twins and look at how their abdomens swell, and they're stuck with that part, that skin, anyway, after that. Yeah.
Okay, well, back to the other topic, I am working with someone who's trying to accomplish what I did, and she's on metformin, Lantus, bupropion, and lisinopril. I was going to have her ask her doctor about using berberine and see if she can phase out of the metformin. Yeah.
And one of the things she can phase off of right away, sir, lisinopril is an ACE blocker or inhibitor, whatever you want to call it. You'd probably know that.
Right.
And in the medical literature from over 10 years ago is an article by somebody who is actually writing, being paid by a pharmaceutical company. But here's what this person stated, and they wanted to tell the truth, I guess. The master regulator of the entire pathway that leads to ACE, angiotensin converting enzyme that lisinopril blocks and all that good stuff. The master regulator for that is vitamin D. And what he then wrote was something that is totally prototypical for somebody who's funded by pharmaceutical companies. And what he wrote is, now we need to find a patentable analog for vitamin D. Couldn't believe it, sir.
Of course. Of course, what would you expect from something like that?
And what I found is that when people get their vitamin D up to, in our climate here, about 5,000-6,000 units a day, and there are some people who have absorption difficulties who need more than that, no question. You start at that level, you check your vitamin D down the road. If it hasn't gone up at all, then you've got an absorption problem and you need more. Anyway, what I found is it takes about that much. And then the second thing that some engineers have helped to prove to me is they started on that amount of vitamin D, got their blood levels checked. They were in that tropical optimal, which is 60 to 100 and is not starting at 30, as they tell you in most of the labs. And even so, it took about 3 months, I was told, by each of them. And as you know, engineering people frequently keep meticulous records. It took about 3 months for the vitamin D to take full effect, and then they could taper off their ACE inhibitors. So I just thought you'd like to know that, sir.
Yeah, that's very helpful. I happen to be one of these people, too, who have got D receptor issues, and it takes me about 10,000 IUs to get in the 80 range.
There you go.
60 to 80, so yeah. Okay, well, that's very helpful. I'll pass that on to her, and we'll start working on it.
Okay, and keep doing your reading, sir. You're more likely to live longer than those of us who don't.